devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are in grievances today. If you have some grievances, you can come talk to me. Dial the phone, 844-967-2789. Forget about it.
Dom, once upon a time, I like that, man. You're a good godfather. You're Sicilian coming through. You know my Trump voice, a bit of a stretch, but that's pretty good. Find David A. Clark Jr. that's your sweet spot, those two.
Yeah.
Dom, I made a confession on your behalf once upon a time. We had a fine former U.S. attorney. He does his own show around here, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. And I confessed on your behalf you weren't going to read the indictments. And Michael Cohen made a confession today on behalf of his former boss. He does not read the transcripts. Now, I found the annotated coverage over at Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Michael Cohen disputes mafia-style threats to protect Trump to the January 6th committee. Liz Cheney revealed on Tuesday that there have been people in the former Donald Trump's orbit sending messages or leaving voicemails that could be considered witness tampering. Gonna need to keep your mouth shut, right? Something like that.
They actually sleeps with the fishes.
Sent out a couple of examples via Twitter. The January 6th committee, you know, and its hashtag blue check mark. That means it's official, Dom. We commonly ask witnesses connected to Trump whether they've been contacted by anyone attempting to impact testimony. Below are examples of answers we have received to this question. They leave at least two anonymous ones. What they said to me is, as long as I continue to be a team player, they know that I'm on the team, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm protecting who I need to protect. You know, I'll continue to stay in the good grace in Trump world. And they've reminded me a couple of times that Trump does read transcripts. And just to keep that in mind as I proceeded through my depositions and interviews with the committee. Dom, here's one more. A person let me know that you have your deposition tomorrow. He wants me to let you know that he's thinking about you. Oh, that's nice. Thinking about you. He knows your
biblical sense. Like what?
He knows you're loyal and you're going to do the right thing when you go in for your deposition. So those are a couple of the examples cited by the January 6th committee. Perhaps witness tampering, a skosh. Anyways, according to former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, Trump doesn't read the transcripts. Oh, that's a shocking revelation, Michael.
Wow.
Doesn't he have someone that probably reads the transcripts and then breaks it down for him, sort of Raw Story style?
And who's going to read 2,900 pages?
Exactly. Cliff Not notes Trump. Called.
So anyways, according to Michael Cohen, Trump doesn't read the transcripts. Speaking to CNN, Cohen explained Trump typically has someone else read the transcripts and put together bullet points for him. Another fact check CNN asked was the alleged ketchup throwing story. Former top White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, we've talked about her a lot this week, said that she heard noise from the presidential dining room and went to check it out. That's where she found a White House valet who said that the president was angry. Maybe he was hangry, Tom. He was cleaning up broken plates and wiping ketchup off the wall. Cohen explained he's never known Trump to throw a burger and ketchup against the wall, but the ex-president has thrown other things. So, you know, never a burger. I've not seen him take a burger and ketchup and throw it against the wall. I have seen him get incredibly, incredibly angry. I've seen him throw things, newspapers, a magazine, some paper, but I've never seen him throw ketchup. Is it possible? Sure. But one of the problems that, look, everybody who saw the January 6th hearings will say the same thing. This was great. Great fly-on-the-wall presentation. I mean, it's like going to see Top Gun Maverick. You walked out and you felt good that finally something was going to happen. This was the impetus for Merrick Garland to do something for the DOJ. The problem with the testimony is that it's all hearsay. I disagree, sir. I've got better sources than you. I mean, what were you up until now? Trump's lawyer. How good could you be? I mean, you've got colleagues like Rudy Giuliani, and he's disbarred.
Anyways. Lawyer, really more of a fixer than a lawyer.
Well, hearsay, according to Cohen, as it relates to Donald Trump. So that part might be true. Not a lot of direct contact. That's why, you go subpoena Cipollone, right?
Right.
Cohen explained that Trump will say that there's no proof to what Hutchinson said because there's no document to prove it. He recalled that Trump was trained by Roy Cohen. Roy Cohen, right? The fixer to, what's his face? Joe McCarthy from Wisconsin. Out of Gamey County zone. Trump was trained by Roy Cohen, who explained why he was never, why he'd never put anything in writing so that there would never be any proof. Where Trump has run into trouble with the attempt to overthrow the election, however, is that everyone around him was putting things in writing. Justice Department officials were taking notes, and there were other staffers exchanging emails about requests from the president. As for the violence in the SUV, Cohen isn't certain about that either. I've never seen or heard Donald Trump has been a physical altercation. I'm not talking as an adult, even as a kid. So the fact you could rest assured that while this was going on, if he really wanted to go to the Capitol, he would be this irate. There is no doubt about that. Does this mean he would lunge at the Secret Service agent? He'd go to grab the steering wheel? I'm not sure. A little bit more. Again, that's not going to be the nail in the coffin that we're all looking for in order to see Donald Trump perp walk with his hands behind his back and his cotton candy flopping in the wind. Damn it! I want to see his cotton candy flopping in the wind. I want to see the prosecutor make him an offer he can't refuse, Dom. Take the plea or never get out of prison. And oh yeah,
leave the gun. Take the cannolis.
More Devil's Advocates. James Santel, we worked him in as well. You're welcome, Jeb. More Devils on the other side.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
Reading is good.
I'm smart, and I want respect.
Almost everybody that passed it has never read it. And who's going to read 2,900 pages?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
It's not personal, Sonny. It's strictly business.